When I think about tuning into a frequency, I often picture tuning a knob, like a dial, and dialing it into the perfect, most static-free representation of the channel I want to experience. Sometimes, that's happiness for sure. At other times, the frequency I tune into may be coherence or truth or safety or compassion, and even the most pure channel of all, presence. Most of the time, I find these frequencies in the stillness. I search for them by centering and turning down the louder noises around me. Stillness, however, is not the only way to tune into a frequency. Sometimes, movement is a better way to find the right channel. Some frequencies that almost require us to move are things like courage or clarity, perspective, curiosity, play, and connection. Horses know this intrinsically. When you're creating a partnership with a horse, the communication, which is really a frequency between two beings, is done in movement. When a horse is moving, mindfully moving, let me qualify that, we're not talking about flight here, they are the most tuned in to what is around them, the ground beneath their feet, the herd moving around them, including their human herd, scent, sound, feel, etc. Movement is a natural state for horses. In our visits to the pasture, we often find ourselves borrowing their peace and zenness. Human hearts and minds need a lot of that. We crave it, but it's not the whole story, or maybe even the best part of the story. Absorbing lessons from the herd around tuning into happiness and motion is especially pertinent right now. We are about to enter the year of the horse, and more precisely, the year of the fire horse. Horses and fire are both yang energies in the Chinese tradition, which mean they are all about movement and momentum. And that can be, at the same time, exhilarating and scary. So let's talk about how horses use movement and momentum so we can get ourselves centered and prepared for the year ahead. Horses move before they think. You'll notice it in the herd. If something startles them, they will all move at once and, while moving, look around to see what happened and, as they are still moving, discern whether they need to keep moving or can settle again. Horses use movement to regulate stress. Stress is really a story in progress, and stories have a beginning, a middle, and an end. For horses, movement is always the last chapter of an experience. An example of this is when you turn a horse out after a ride or training session. They will frequently either lope off or they will immediately drop to the ground and roll. Movement relaxes tense muscles, stretches out tense tendons, and eases tense minds. Regulation while moving is one of the most valuable lessons horses can teach us, and we are going to need that lesson in the upcoming year, I have a feeling. Horses do not linger in energetic fields that feel wrong, by the way. They move away from them if at all possible. They don't debate it. They don't justify it. They simply leave. Movement for them is also a boundary. Horses play. They utilize movement as a calibration tool, a test of sorts as to the responsiveness of their own bodies, minds, and their place in the herd. When it comes to training and riding, smart humans know horses think and learn better when their feet are moving. They need that motion to figure things out, to assess when they've found the right answer in a training scenario, and to test their understanding of any skill they are learning. And they use movement to regulate their stress, which, believe me, makes them much safer to be around. So how do we translate these lessons around movement and thinking and horses to our human lives in the year of the fire horse? I have some ideas I'd like to share for you to consider. Horse energy invites us to be embodied. In Chinese astrology, horse energy is associated with the heart, circulation, blood and vitality, movement through the body. Horse energy lives in the chest, not in the head. It knows when to go, when to stop, and when something feels off long before that logic catches up. Horse energy asks us that we consider how we are in relationship with freedom. Horse energy is not anti-structure. It is not about rebellion. We're looking at an animal who could easily rebel against anything a human asks them to do. They have chose to negotiate, to mediate, to be open to how to work together. Horse energy is anti-confinement, however. Horses need space to move because movement is essential to their ability to feel safe, to solve problems, and to think clearly. Horses thrive with clear boundaries, mutual respect, and purposeful movement. They reject control without relationship, rules that don't make sense, and stagnation disguised as safety. Horse energy brings things out of the barn and into the open. Across Chinese history, horse years often align with travel and migration, cultural shifts, public voices rising, momentum after long stagnation. I don't know about you, friend, but I look around the world right now and I see some of those things happening. Horse energy is better in a herd. Horse is a yang sign, meaning outward, expressive, active. But unlike dragon or tiger energy, horse is a social energy. Horse energy moves in groups, tracks others constantly, regulates through connection. This is why horse years amplify collective nervous systems, for better or worse. Horse energy asks us to experience regulation through movement. Physical movement, purposeful action, honest expression, returning to a baseline after intensity, completing that story of the stress. That mirrors how horses discharge stress in real time. Fire horse energy asks us to take all of this up a notch. Fire horse is considered one of the most powerful combinations. Fire is the most yang of the elements. Horse is already yang. Together, they create high vitality, strong instinct, rapid manifestation, zero tolerance for incongruence. Fire horse energy does not do half-truths. It exposes what isn't aligned by simply moving too fast for it to hold. And I know a lot of gurus who have really tuned in to that statement. Fire horse energy and horse energy in general brings bold decisions, breakthrough creativity, visibility and leadership, also impulsivity if not grounded. This is why the embodiment that horses teach us matters. They know how to utilize this energy because they come at it in the right way. With grounding, fire forges. Without it, it scatters. As we step into the year of the fire horse, remember this. Some frequencies are found in stillness, and others only reveal themselves when we are willing to move. Happiness doesn't disappear when life speeds up. Sometimes it waits for us to meet it in motion.